今天喜欢很快乐跟你们在一起。
I used to think that God was merciful.
我以前以为神是有恩慈的。
But now that I have five sons, I know that He is just.
但是呢，我现在我自己有五个小男孩子以后，我知道上帝是非常公义的。
A lot of emotions and thoughts came back during our worship this morning.
我今天在你们在一起敬拜的时候，就回想到很多以前的故事。
This is the first church that we were a part of when we left Vietnam during the Vietnam War. We got to America. This is the first church that we came to.
我们离开越南，这个是我们参与的第一个教会。
In fact, the Chow family was the family that sponsored us, and Jim, who I affectionately referred to as my American dad, was the one that drove from Washington, D.C. all the way to Texas, picked us up and brought us back to this area here.
And I would like to especially mention Jim Boswick here. He 是开车到德州来接我们到这里。
And I remember at the age of 18, I got baptized in that very pool right there.
我十八岁的时候在。
Still clean as ever.
我十八岁的时候在那个镇上来受洗。
And as I was thinking about all of this during our worship this morning, it just reminded me again that we oftentimes think of our Christian life as an individual journey that we take. But it couldn't be any further from the truth. Our Christian life is lived in the family of God. It's life together.
我常常就想到，我们很多人以为基督徒生命是一个单独过的生命，其实这个跟真理只是事实刚好相反。我们是在一个团体里面一同生活。
And on this 55th anniversary, as we take time to celebrate, you know, Chinese Christian Church, it is a celebration about the story of God's people. It's a celebration about our family.
我们的庆祝不是庆祝一个教堂什么东西，而是庆祝我们每一个的家庭，我们一个大的家庭。
Because the story of the church is really a story about the people of God. It's a story about people.
教会的故事就是每一个会众会众共同的故事。
And that's the picture that Paul paints for us in the book of Ephesians. The entire book of Ephesians is about the Christian, but the Christian's life understood in the context of the church family.
以弗所书整本书就讲到基督徒的生命，但是不是一个单独的生命，而是一个群体的生命。
He's telling us in the book of Ephesians that when God looks down at us,He doesn't just see an individual standing isolated and insulated from the rest of the family, but somehow he sees us mysteriously as one body.
他就说，当上帝从天上看到我们的时候，不是看到每一个单独的与别人隔离的生命，而是一个群体的。
Our individual destiny is somehow inseparable from our corporate destiny.
我们个人的命运不能与全体的团体的命运分开的。
Now, there's something to be said, though, because when we think about family, sometimes we can be a little bit forgetful, particularly 55 years later.
当然我们想到我们家庭，我们有时候都忘记，特别是已经过了55年。
So while I did become a Christian in this church family,we sometimes forget what it was like when we're growing up.
当然我是在这里，但是呢，我常常忘记我们成长的时候过程是如何。
And a perfect example of that was when my wife was talking to my mom just the other day.
譬如举一个例子，当我太太跟我妈妈谈话的时候。
And my mom goes, "Yeah, Thomas was such a good kid."
我妈妈就说啊 ，Tommy 是个很好的小孩，很乖的小孩。
And my wife said, "Are we talking about the same person?"
我太太就我们讲同样的一个人吗
？She said, "Oh, yeah, he was a good kid. He was just curious."
他是一个很小好的小孩，不过他很好奇。
He wasn't bad. He just had friends that influenced him in the bad direction.
他个性良善，但是他有不好的朋友坏的朋友影响他。
The gift of amnesia is a wonderful gift from God to parents.
健忘的那个是一个很好的神很大的恩赐。
So I brought a couple of pictures just to show you of what life was like. So this first shot here, if you have it on a computer, you know, this was a shot back in 1978. I thought it was 79, but it's 78. I don't know if you can put that on the next shot.
我就 跟你们讲以前是清净是如何。
So that's me on the upper right hand side.
这个右边是我。
So I would have been, I think, 11 years old at that point in time. And then do you recognize the foxy mama right there in the middle?
你认识在中间那个吗？
She's also known as Jenny Man. That's why she still gets embarrassed when she's associated with me.
她现在就叫 Jenny Man.
Now the next shot is the shot that I'm really referring to. Now you can't quite tell, but in this picture, I'm 17 years old at this point.And I've got red hair.
你可能看不见，我十七岁的时候头发是红颜色的。
This is before it was cool to dye your hair.
那个时候红头发还没有很流行。
I did it as a dare from one of my friends. He wanted me to dye my hair blind, and I said, sure, why not? It turned out orange.
因为那个时候我一个同学就叫我挑战，有没有这些勇敢去把那个头发染成红颜色。结果是橘子的颜色，我还记得那个生气。
My mom is probably experiencing post-traumatic syndrome right now.
我知道我妈妈现在想起的心里不能再想了，心脏不能承受了。
See what happens sometimes is that when we think back about the past, we generally tend to see it as being much rosier than it actually was.
因为我常常回想过去的时候呢。就想到过去有以为是多么多么的好。
Because as beautiful as an idea and as beautiful of a concept as family is, we know that family is messy, isn't it?
家庭是很好的观念，但是你知道，实质上家庭每个家庭都一团糟的。
If you see a family that doesn't look messy, it's not because they aren't, it's just that they're really good at hiding it.
如果你看到一个家庭多么的美满，不是他们不是里面不是一团糟，但是呢，他会不好的东西藏起来。
Every family is messy, and the family known as the Church of Jesus Christ is also messy.
每一个家庭都一团糟，然后呢，教会是神的家庭也是如此。
And how we respond to that messiness is going to determine the future of the church and also our effectiveness, our role in God's purpose for the future.
我们如何对这个问题的反应影响了我们的将来，也看到我们是如何的一种人。
And so I got to thinking, why is it that sometimes people forsake, they abandon the call, the purpose that God has for them in the life of this church family?
我就想起为什么有些人离弃了神的呼召，离开教会。
When Scripture is so clear in the Book of Ephesians about the Christian life being life together, why is it that so many people choose to just ride off into the sunset like it's Jesus and them and forget about the rest of the family?
这为什么圣经已经讲的这么清楚？我们是一个过应当过一个团体的生活，但是有很多人就是说，以为他跟耶稣就够，其他人可以放弃。
And I think it relates to how we respond to a few defining moments in our life together.
就是我想到，就是因为我们如何对一个有决定性的时刻，我们如何去反应。
Now, there are a lot of those moments, just like in your family, there's a lot of times when people are offended by all kinds of things. I just want to point out three that are fairly common in this church family, in the family of God. In moments that, you know, that we struggle with.
当然我有很多时刻是影响我们一生一个团体的一生，但是我只是想到三件事情跟你们来分享。
The first is a moment I would call the moment of imperfection.
就是不完美的时刻。
In 1 Corinthians 1:26 Paul writes, Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many of you were influential. Not many of you were of noble birthIn other words, you were not a very impressive group of people.
哥林多前书一章26节，保罗就说：弟兄们，可见你们蒙召的，按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的不多，不是令人家满意的一群人。
I think the first defining moment for a Christian is when they realize that they have attached themselves to a group of people that are really flawed.
第一个改变我们一生的，就是我 我们看到一个那个时刻，我们见到我们是跟一群不完美的人在一起。
And you can tell a lot about a person's understanding of church by the way that they relate to one another and how they respond in those moments of imperfection.
你们会知道如何描写一个教会，就是看我们在发现别人不完美的时候，如何去反应，如何去应付这个事情。
What do the imperfections of those around me, what do they create in me? How do they cause me to respond?
别人旁边我们众人的不完美，对我有什么影响？我如何去应付这些事情？
When you see another person sin or another person fail, does it produce in you self-righteousness?
你觉得人家是非常不好，你有没有觉得我自己有公义的感觉呢？
When you see another leader fail, does it cause you to withdraw?
你看到一个领袖的失败，你会不会就是离开那些人呢？
Does it arouse suspicion or judgment or criticism?
或许你就引起要审判他，去责备这个人呢？
See, what is it about the Apostle Paul that when he is about to address...The most immature church in the New Testament, which is the church of Corinth, marked by immorality, lawsuits, spiritual abuse, wrong doctrine, that he would begin his letter to them with these words, I thank my God for you.
当保罗写信在给一个在新约里面最不健全的一个教会，最不成熟一个教会，它里面有纷争，有上法庭的事情，有犯奸淫的事情，他一开始觉得什么呢？第一句话说，我为着你们，我感谢神。
I mean, was it like my mom, who when she thought back to when I was a teenager, totally forgot about all the bad stuff and only saw the good stuff? Is that what Paul's deal is?
是不是保罗好像我妈妈一样，想起我小年轻的时候，他把所有我做的坏事都忘记，只记到我做的好事？
Is Paul becoming forgetful in his old age?
是保罗讲很快就忘记了，年纪大了都忘记很多的事情呢？
Or is it because there's a spiritual beauty that Paul observes when he looks at those people that there's actually a reflection of God's heart that we sometimes miss when we look at the people around us?
或许保罗在看到那些人的相貌的时候，他看见里面有个属灵的美丽，就是看到神的心在他们里面，我们常常都看不出来。
Don't allow the imperfections of the church to overshadow our corporate destiny.
不要让教会的不完美遮掩了我们整体的命运。
No matter how intelligent, how beautiful or successful we might be,
无论我们多聪明，有成就，
we are all jars of clay.
我们都像一团泥一样。
And that reminds us that we can be both humble and grateful because the glory is not ours, it's Jesus Christ.
所以我们应当谦卑也感谢，因为我们的荣耀是在耶稣基督里。
And when you see the imperfections of those around you, remember, they are jars of clay. The glory is not about them. It's about Christ in them.
因为你看到别人不完美的时候，你要记得他们只是一团的泥土，里面的荣耀不是他们，而是在里面基督耶稣的荣耀。
The secondDefining moment that we experience, I would call the moment of offense.
第二个决定我们生命的时刻，就是我们当人家要触犯你们的时候，你如何回应？
The moment of offense is probably one of the most common and one of the most unbiblical reasons why people abandon their church family.
这个也是 很多人因此要离开神的教会，但是这个也不符合圣经的。
And yet what is so confounding about this is that offense is a guaranteed part of the local church package.
但是呢，你要了解，最令人惊讶的是，有人触犯你，是日常的事情。
Do you know of any family whose members have never offended each other?
你有没有认识一个家庭，他们家庭里面的成员没有彼此的触创呢？
If you find a group of people who have never been offended by each other, you know what that's called?
如果你知道一个家庭如此没有那个 顶撞人彼此顶撞的家庭是叫什么名字？
That's called strangers. That's not called family.
但是这是外人，不是家庭。
Growing up in the church for the majority of my life, I can't even begin to count the number of times when I've seen people desert the local church because of offenses, because they were offended by somebody, because of a conflict.
我一生在教会长大，我可以数不尽有很多人因为有人对跟别人有矛盾就离开教会。
Can I make an appeal to you?
所以我切切地求你们。
If you are currently carrying an offense in your heart because of a conflict that you are going through with another person,
如果你今天心里面为向别人来生气，在你心里面，
and that has led you to withdraw from ministry, led you to withdraw from relationships, or it's leading you to possibly consider running away,
就是你想要跟别人离开，要跑，逃跑。
Can I encourage you to go back to that context and pursue reconciliation?
我希望你能回去，重回去那个环境里面，彼此相好。
God loves you, and He loves His church too much for you to pursue the illusion of a church without conflict. It does not exist.
神爱你，也要爱你到一个地步，不让你以为一个幻想，就是一个没有冲突、没有矛盾的教会。
And God uses conflicts to reveal in us.What is still immature, what is still deficient, and what is still unchristlike.
神容许我们彼此之间的矛盾，让我们看到我们自己的不完全。
And conflict is that moment where we get to grow up. And what we need to be more focused on in those moments of offense is not the other person, but what's happening in my heart.
在与别人有矛盾之后，就是我们成长的时候，不是要改变对方，也改变我们自己。
And let me say very clearly, this is not academic. This point that I'm making is not, it's not just a theological point.
我 跟你们讲的这一点，不是只是神学的那个 学理。
It's very real and it's very honest.
就很诚实，很真正的。
I mean, I, even as I say this, I'm very, very clearly aware of a friend of mine who I've been friends with for 10 years in my church, whom we no longer, we have a broken fellowship.
我在讲这句话的时候，我想起我有认识一个人十年的朋友，但是今天我跟他不再是朋友。
And one day, you know, I've been pursuing reconciliation with this good friend of mine.And we sat down and we were trying to work things out. And he asked me point blank. He was like, "Do you want me to leave the church?"
我当我们彼此坐下，把我们的中间的矛盾分讲话的时候，他就直接跟我说，你想我要我离开教会。
And I want to say everything in my flesh said, "Yes, please, and don't let the door hit your butt on the way out."
我心底里面非常想，是的，你离开就把门关掉。
But I said no.
但是我说不行。
I want you to stay.
我希望你留下来。
We still have a hard time talking to each other. I know that he still has offenses that he holds towards me.
他还是对我生气，我知道。
But I said no, because any possibility of reconciliation walks out the door with him when he leaves.
因为呢，如果他这样走掉以后，我永远不会跟他再有和好的机会。
And so as painful as it is for him to see me Sunday after Sunday and me to see him Sunday after Sunday, I said, you must stay because there is something for us to learn and to grow through in this situation.
所以虽然每一个星期天我见到他很痛苦，他见到他我也很痛苦，但是我知道我也要学习的功课。
Because if you think you can go somewhere else and find a family where you won't offend them and they won't offend you, that church doesn't exist.
如果你以为你去一个教会，你不会冲撞他们，他们不会跟你有矛盾，那个教会不存在。
And what is more important in that moment of offense is the glory of God, not the satisfaction of my flesh.
更重要，在那个时刻里面，最重要是神的荣耀，不是我满足我肉体的感觉。
Offenses and conflicts are defining moments in the life of a believer.
所以呢，彼此矛盾是一个在我们做基督徒里面一个决定性的一个时刻。
And how we respond to them will will make the difference between growth and blessing or disobedience and immaturity.
如果我们怎样回应，是决定了我们有生长，有得到神的祝福，还是做的不好的事情。
And here's a third moment for us that we will encounter soon enough.
好，第三个时刻我想跟大家讲的。
I call it the moment of unsatisfied ambition.
就是一个面对我们没有得到的雄心大志。
It's that moment where we want to do something that we have a passion and a vision for, and we feel like we want to do this for God, and the leadership says no.
我们有一个意向，我的热情，我说，哎呀，一定要做这个事情，但是教会的领袖就说不要。
Any of you ever experienced that?
你们有同样的经验呢？
Don't answer. You're going to get in trouble.
不要回答这个问题，不然你就麻烦了。
All the elders are looking.
每一个长老就看着你。
The local church is to be a training ground where we can use our gifts and fulfill our calling.
地方教会是一个训练的场所，要让我们使用我们的恩赐，也满足我们的呼召。
And I believe that a defining moment for many people is how we react when the perception of other people regarding our gift and our calling disagrees with our own perception of our calling and our giftedness.
我们当别人看我们的才能恩赐跟我们自以为我们有的才能恩赐不一样的时候，你怎样回应？
Defining moment takes place when we have a dream to be used a certain way, and yet somehow in the providence and in the pleasure of God, that dream is not being fulfilled.
当我们有个梦想，我们想要做成一件事情，但是神却改变了我们的计划，我们的梦想是破裂了。
And how we respond in that moment will reveal whether we are driven individually or whether we are driven by an awareness of the corporate beauty and calling of the church.
我们如何回应就表现了我们自己以为要做的事情跟看到整个全体的美丽，整个全体的命运。
You can tell a lot about a person's character and their understanding of the church when the part that they play or the part that they want to play gets messed with.
你可以看到一个人的品格，就是当他想要做的事情受到别人的干扰做不成的时候，他如何的回应？
I mean, isn't it interesting that one of the most eloquent descriptions of humility in Scripture is about Jesus being repositioned or being demoted, if you will?
在教会圣经里面最动人的一段关于耶稣基督的描写，就是讲到耶稣基督的谦卑。
In Philippians chapter 2, Paul writes these words.
腓立比书第二章，保罗这样说。
Who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage, rather he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant.
二章第六节，他说，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
So you have Jesus, who doesn't even try to hold on to his divine prerogatives.
他不以与神同等为强夺的，不要抓住这个东西。
They are his rights by virtue of being the second person in the Godhead.
这是他的权利。
And yet, how often we get offended, we get discouraged, or we get slighted because we don't get to do ministry our way.
但是多少时间，当我们不能按照我们旨意去做事的时候，我多少时间觉得失望、难过。
Ambition grabs, but humility empties.
你有雄心大志是想要抓东西，但是你谦虚就放下。
Ambition is about us.
雄心大志是为着想在为我自己。
Humility is about the community and what is best for others and what is best for the bride of Christ.
谦虚就是讲到别人是对别人最好的一件事情。
And our part is not as important as the fact that we get to play a part.
我们的所做的部分并不是以为哎，我要做很多的很多的事情。
Let me say that one more time. The fact that we get to play a part in the body of Christ is less important than the fact that we get to play a part.
这是说我们要做我们要做的一个部分跟我们有机会去做这个部分有机会是比 那个自己羊要做的事情更重要。
And nothing reveals our heart and our motives more than when our roles are touched and they're messed with.
当我们做的那个部分给人家抢去和干扰的时候，那就表现我们自己的品格跟内心。
And if we're honest, some of the movements between churches today, some of the broken fellowship that goes on, is nothing more than folks looking for validation who want to lead rather than follow.
教会的分开就是因为有很多人以为是要做头头，不愿意跟做跟随的人。
As they go from church to church, looking for a platform to display their own gifting.
他们从一个教会移到一个教会，要找一个机会表现他们多能都有才干。
And the church is seen as nothing more than a platform to display their vision and their gift, rather than a bride to unite to, rather than a people to be joined to, so that we might rise up.
他们以为教会是另外他让他们踏出的表现的一步，而不以为是神要我们成为一个整个团体的一部分。
See, if you're here today and there's anything in your heart that says, Lord, I want to rise up in you. I want to be something in God.
如果你心里面今天在做的这里想要，我要升高，我要做名人。
Then God would say to us what he says here in Ephesians 2:19-22.
但是在这里呢，神就要在以弗所书二章十九节里面对我们说。
If you want to become, then unite.
你要变成什么？你要 合起来。
If you want to rise up, then unite with the people of God and build. Because there is no rising without uniting.
你要升高的话，你一定跟神的子民一同联合下来，慢慢一同来成长。
The problem in our world today, and particularly in our country, is that brothers and sisters want to rise without joining.
我们教会 我们这国家的问题就是很多人 要高升，但是呢不愿意跟别人连接在一起。
But there is no rising up without joining.
但是没有高升的话就没有跟人连在一起就没有高升。
Do you remember the game that you buy for your children when they're very, very young? I brought some with me, but I left it in the car. They're called Legos. You know, remember Legos?
你知道跟小孩玩的那个东西叫做 Legos.
You know, you open up the box, and you know it's a whole assortment of colors and sizes.
你打开那个盒子的话，一块一块不同的颜色，不同的大小。
And people love playing with those because you can build all kinds of things that you can picture in your mind.
可以，你可以想象，你可以用那些建成很多的东西。
And I picture the church as being like that box of Legos.
我想到这个教会好像一个盒子的那个 Legos 的东西。
A lot of different sizes, a lot of different colors.
不同颜色，不同的大小。
Looks like the church of Jesus Christ, doesn't it?
这好像耶稣基督的教会。
And there's so much that you can do with those Legos.
你可以做建成很多的东西。
But the only way that the Legos work is that they have to connect to each other. Otherwise, you build nothing. They just sit there in a box, one piece by itself.
但是呢，那个 Lego 可以建起来，因为一块一块是拼合起来的。
And folks, that's the problem. The challenge in so many churches across America is that we're like a bunch of individual Legos, and we want to go somewhere, and we talk about, you know, why isn't the Church of Jesus Christ more passionate and making a greater impact in the community that it's in? It's because we're a bunch of individual Legos that want to rise up without joining.
所以现在的教会的问题就是很多人说为什么教会不向上前呢？因为我们都是一个一个分离，与别人没有跟连接起来的，不能推动的。
That is not how that game is designed, and that is not how the local church is designed by God.
所以那个玩具不是这样设计，也不是教会设计的。
Listen, it's not about you, it's not about me.
不是讲到你，也不是讲到我。
We've been redeemed for a purpose.
我们蒙恩的罪人是为一个目的。
Jesus didn't die just to forgive us of our sins.
耶稣基督并不是只是是为着赦免我们的罪过。
His blood was shed so that he might build the church.
他流血要建立教会。
It is not just so that a few heroic few would be recognized and rise up themselves.
并不是只有少数人升高被别人的承认。
The reason is so that the Church of Jesus Christ would adorn herself with good works, that it would join together so that it might rise up and make an impact for the glory of God.
所以就是整个教会一同成长，对社区有影响。
So that the gospel would be preached.
为福音给传出去。
So that the nations would be reached.
国家会受到改变。
Not for our glory, but so that Jesus would be honored.
并不是为着我们的荣耀，我们把荣耀归给耶稣。
People living out defining moments, living out defining commitments, is what makes us who we are.
我们愿意通过有决定性的时刻，就是描写我们以后的生命。
The faithfulness of long-time members showing up every Sunday and providing continuity and backbone, that defines the church.
有些在教会很长时间的，他们每一个星期都来，就是给教会有一个 不断的连续性的，他就决定了我们教会。
The new members who come.
但是有些新的会友，他们常常来。
Join this family as their own.
参与这个教会，成为他们的家庭的一部分。
It adds fresh zeal and energy. That defines the church.
他加上新的热情与精力。
The people who are converted and baptized in that pool.
有一些受洗在进入教会的。
Giving testimony about God's work in their life.
印证神如何在他心里面工作。
That shapes the church every day.
每一天就影响了我们的教会。
The streams of people coming and going.Makes the church new and different at each moment along the way.
流不断的有人进了教会，也是描写了我们教会以后发展。
The birth, like the one that Mrs. Sun is about to have.
小孩子出生。
And the deaths.
或者死亡。
The hospital visits and the prayer requests.
去医院里面探访或者祷告的事项。
The victories as well as the losses.
胜利与失败。
The disciplinary action as well as the receiving of new members, they are far more than just administrative actions or dots on a timeline.
警戒的话语或者是接纳新会员不是只是一个形式上的事情。
Each of those are marks of God's work and His presence among His people.
每一件小的事情就是神与他们子民同在的印证。
Building us and keeping us just as he promised.
建立我们，保护我们，正如他以前的应许。
So in truth, on this 55th anniversary, the history of CCC is one long story of one family doing life together.
所以在五十五周年的时候，我们教会的历史是一个整个家庭的历史。
So happy 55th anniversary, CCC.
庆祝你们生日快乐。
For 55 years, the Lord has established His people here.
55年，神建立他的子民在这里。
And for 55 years, you have loved and served, you have mourned and rejoiced, you have worshipped and prayed, you have sang, and you have witnessed in Silver Spring and beyond.
在55年，你们也有喜乐的时间，有悲哀的时间，有歌唱的时间，有传福音的时间。
It has been 55 years of the people's history.Written in the ink of all of our ordinary lives.
我们五十五周年的历史在写在我们每个人的信板上。
May the Lord give you many more and keep you faithful until the end.
愿神给你更多很多更多的周年纪念，也保守你们在你保守你们的信心。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Thank you.